Begin the current daf, Masechet Yoma, daf Mem Dal, begin the Mabez, begin the Chesed Master, begin the words of the Gemara, Deilam Heichel. Whereas the difference is, by the area of the Heichel, Parashi Bein B'Kedush Lidei, then you have to separate from the area of the Heichel, whether it's its own sanctity, meaning the dam that's put over there, whether it's not its own, maybe it's the dam of Kredesh HaKadoshim. So why don't you say that as a difference between the Ulman's Be'ach and the Heichel? Taisa explains Halachat Purush. This is what the Gemara was asking. Lididach, according to you, that there's no difference between the Keteris and the dam. So, lo havelei lemisnei ha'lishna. So you shouldn't have said the wording, the Be'bishas HaKtar of Achulu, that, oh, whether it's during the time of Akhtar or not, which that would sound like that you only have to separate at Akhtar, but not necessarily from the mountain dam. No, elahachi boi lemisnei. Rather, the wording should have been different. Shebehechel parshin, that in the hechel you separate bim mekudush l'day, bim mekudush l'fanavavnim, whether the wording should have been not Akhtar, but the sanctity of its own, meaning of the hechel, you have to separate from the hechel, whether from the sanctity that's not of its own, meaning, but rather of that of l'fanai v'lefnim. Which the mashma, that wording would indicate bein the keteris, bein the matan dam, whatever the sanctity is. And whereas bein el mizbeach, but in the area between the antechem and the mizbeach, in prishel b'kedusha the hechel, they only have to separate from the sanctity of the hechel, which is the keteris with matan dam, and both the keteris and of the gift of blood. So, but my nukta keteris, that was the most question. So, why are you picking specifically the lashon of akhtara of the keteris? The mashma keteris, basulei, that sounds like only keteris, not anymore. Because bishlam the makes sense according to me. The questioner, the army that I say, the portion that you separate from ilmas bech abishas akhtar lefnevanim, that you have to separate nalik rebelazer even from the keteris lefnevanim, but vule b'matan dam lefnevanim, but you don't separate from the blood that's put lefnevanim. So nichad nakar akhtar. That makes sense why he's saying akhtar. But according to you, that there's no difference. So why are you saying keteris and not the lashon of dam? Which Mishnah the Gemara answers shem prishachasi. Yeah, but the title, the element of separation is the same idea. So then, the Tanakh tells us, why do you pick specifically the Tanakh? Why didn't you say the terminology of Kedusha? From the Ikar Kro, because the primary Pasuk, when it talks about, it's talking about the Keteris, as we explain, that Lechaba B'Adar B'Esau is talking about that they're all equal in the Keteris. You're right, from the word Lechaba, we include the giving of the blood, but that's why we pick Keteris, but it's really by both. Next says, the Master begins with the Gemara, Asa Kapar, Kapar, Mi Mikipurim. But then, Xer Shava, from the word kapara over here by these karbanas, then the word kapara from Yom Kippurim, to tell us that even the dam parkoin Mashiach, pam dovashal tzibas, rabbis kechavim, that they also from this gezer shaba have to separate from the hechel when those bloods are being done. So that's a temelitz wonder to me. And that is bishlam mesir rabbis kechavim, you're saying three types of karbanas, it says kapara by them. Is that really so? The he goats of when the clans klai saw those abay the zog said ben kapara, that says pasha shlach. Of parkoin Mashiach, but regarding when the kohen gadol, when he makes a mistake, the likes of the kapara doesn't say by him the word kapara. So what are you saying? This gzeirah shava for the parkoin Mashiach. Now, avagav the iskus l'parhelim davar. You're right. Although the parkoin Mashiach is compared to the parhelim davar, minolan, but still, how are you going to know that you have to separate from the heichel from this gzeirah shava? Because laman dam parkeizim v'kaim, according to the one who holds in zvachim of nun minalf. The davar lam gzeir shava, something itself is something from gzeir shava. Ein chayzum lam hekish, I cannot then subsequently teach to something else through a hekish. Now, va par helm gufe be gzeir shava, the kapar gomer. You're right, it says kapar, but behelm davar. But the halacha itself, that you have to separate, is only itself learned up from gzeir shava, from kapar of Yom Kippurim. So if it's learned up from gzeir shava, it's ein chayzum lam hekish. So though the pasuk compares, as Tosfos can explain, that of the par kohen gadol to the parhelm davar, but that man davar holds you can't extend a limud so far by if it's learned from gzeir shava to that of hekesh. So how do you see kapara by that of the parakoy mashiach? So says for someone you can say it like this: leman davar bezvachim perik bishamay. According to a different man davar, meaning in a different context, and that is in zvachim that mimam base. What this is referring to is in Parashat of Yikra, it mentioned these karbanas, Parkoin and Mashiach, and it mentioned the Parhelm Davashal Tzibur. And at the end of the Parhelm Davashal Tzibur, it says an enigmatic pasuk, V'asala par, you're going to do for the bull, kasha asala par achatas, like you do for the bull of the chatas, kein yasala, that's what you should do, which is an unnecessary pasuk, because whatever was done by either one was already mentioned. So rather, the whole pasuk we use for a drasha. According to one mandama, V'asala par means for the par Yom Kippur. According to the other mandama, lapar refers to the parhelm davashal tzibur. So what are you saying, kasha as lapar? So according to everyone we're expounding, which is for the par koin Mashiach, And the Chataz is including the Seer by this Kachavim. Now, the Gemara asks that why would you have to say Va'asla Par according to one that says Grim Par Held Nebush HaTzibur? It already says in the Psukim all the halachas. So why do you have to include the Parham Davar? So the Gemara says, because there are certain things which were not said by the Parham Davar Shal Tzibah, specifically the Aseris, Neshtei Klois, the diaphragm, the two kidneys, for this ear, but it's Kechabim. And by the Parham Davar Shal Tzibah, it doesn't say Aseris, Neshtei Klois, which, that's what we're learning out from the Hekish, from Parakoyim Mashiach, where it says, like we said, by the Parham Davar, V'asei Kasha Asla Par, which is going in the Parakoyim Mashiach. So you have to say Kasha Asla Par to go ahead and learn out those halachas, that it shouldn't be Davar Halomed Behekish, because then you can know Siyah Bedi Zara through a double limud, because Parham Davar is learning out from Parakoyim Mashiach, which then you can go ahead and learn from Hekish to the Siyah Bedi Zara. So, based on that, is what Tosfos wants to say. So according to that one who holds, that's Rabbi Shmuel, and Zvachim Perek B'Shamay, that when it says Lepar, that refers to the Parhelim, that refers to the Parham Davar Shel Tzibur. Now, the Aragam the Krobidi Deari, although the Pasuk for Aslapar is actually talking about that's there at the end of Parham Davar Shel Tzibur, it's Zuch Lemahavi, you have to write Lepar, so that it should be considered my Da'asi Lemekesha, that what you really could learn out from a Hekesh, which is the Yiseris Neshtei Klois, that you learn from the Parakam Mashiach, command the Chasav Gufik, by writing Lepar, it's as if it's not you're only learning out Kasha Aslapar, Kenya Aslapar, what you learn, what you said over there, you're saying over here. It's almost as if you wrote it in this Pasuk itself. Which then, therefore, you could learn it out to Seir Vetzke Chavim, that it shouldn't be double Lamed Behekesh, that you cannot go ahead and Mechayzim Lamed Behekesh to something else. Oh, the Didei Nechahacha, according to him, it makes sense, even according to Man the Amar, that if you learn that from Gzeir Shavu, you can have Mechayzim Lamed Behekesh, because the Igel maybe you could say, Ki Hechad Amin and Dahani Lepar Zeh Par Helm, just like that extra word, seemingly, of Lepar, because of course, that you're talking about this Par, we were just comparing it to the other Par, we didn't say Lepar, we're saying, is to say Zeh Par Helm, is like as if it's saying whatever halacha you're making a hekesh, not as if it's not a hekesh, but as if it's saying over here, lemay dielfin lebehekesha. For what we learn from a hekesh, may parkoin meshuach. Lemehevi command the chasa beguvet, as if it's written over here. So although you're really learning from a hekesh, but it's almost like as if you're not learning a hekesh, as if it's said over here. Also says taisach, and nami ahani, lohom nelson halacha. So it also helps for the context we're saying over here. That this, the gemini mimikipurim, although we're learning from mikipurim, it lemehevi command the chasa beguvet, as if it says over here, directly by the parcoin by the parhelam that it's not like as if it's davalam gzeirus shavah that you cannot be chizmalam behekesh, because we say that what's by the parhelam it's as if it says by the parhelam. Oh, so the parcoin mashiach, although it doesn't say kapor, you could learn from the parhelam davar, and it's not like although parhelam davar really itself is learned out from gzeirus shavah, it's not like it's like as if written explicitly by the parhelam davar, and therefore you could go ahead and learn out parcoin mashiach from that. But then says Taisi Lamandam Lapar Zeh Par Yimikipur, but according to the other Mandama that says no, Lapar is not Parham Dama Shal Tzibur. That's referring to the Par of Yimikipurim, which is learning out something else. So then you don't have this idea of explicit mentioning of the Parham Dama Shal Tzibur, although already was mentioned to say that it's as if Kamandak Sibikra, so the teretz we just gave doesn't work. So it says, yes, so much you could say it's a different approach. The Daily Kash, according to that Mandam, it's not difficult. This original question of Taisis, according to Mandama, that says that in Chaydim Lam Mehekish, because the Akiv in the Darish Va'asla Par, since he learns out the Pasik, Va'asla Par, you should do for the bull, which bull? Zepar Yimikipurim, Kasha Asla Par, like you're doing for the bull, which bull? Zepar Kray Mashiach, which was said right before this Parashom, which we're talking about Parham Dabba now, it's going back in the Par Kray Mashiach. Oh, sorry, Iskishu Par Yimikipurim, Upar Kray Mashiach, Ladadi, said in this Limud, a different Limud, says Taisis, that Mandama would hold. You're learning directly the Parim Kippurim to the Parakoyim Mashiach. Oh, so become Parim Kippurim, the Prisha, you learn directly from the Parim Kippurim for this halacha of Prisha. Now, the Avagam, the Seer Avodah Zarah, because although the Higot that's brought for the communal Avodah Zarah, the Yafin Lu Hasim Naksav HaChatas, we learn it from there from the word HaChatas, Biparhelm, over there in the Parsha Parhelm, Vidushimine, we learn it from that, from the word HaChatas, to refer to Seer Avodah Zarah. Ay, Lechashalu Hasim, the Gemara does not consider with the Kilahuk Shal Parakoyim Mashiach as if it was compared to the Parakoyim Mashiach, Ella Parham Dover, the Chasa Bekara, but rather to the Parham Dover, which it's written in that context of that Pasik. So says, Taisis Shani Hasam, there it's different because you're not really comparing the Sirvitz Kechavim to the Parakoyim Mashiach, because the Hachatas Yitur Ba'amu, this is what we learn that the Sirvitz deserve from there, is just really because the word chatzis is superfluous. So it's coming to teach us, oh, what are we not mentioning? Oh, the Siyar Badizar. But the Imam Mashmusai, that's not really telling us she mukesh leparko Mashiach, that should be compared to the parko Mashiach. A parko Mashiach, uparim kipurim. But regarding the parko Mashiach, uparim kipurim, behilach lishn nekra, in the reading of the verse, mash mashukh zelazet. It sounds like that it's comparing one to the other, because it says, vas lepar, you should do for the par, zed, this one, which is, behind the parko, which is the parko Mashiach, which we mentioned in the previous psukim, kasha as lapar, like you do for the par, which par? That's Yom Kippurim. So although in that same passage he mentions chatas, but chatas itself is not going to be compared because it's not really comparing, it's just an extra word. So therefore comes out that the passage is equating for the laws of Prisha one with the other. So since you're comparing par koyim Mashiach to par Yom Kippurim, so you can learn out the Prisha of the par koyim Mashiach like par Yom Kippurim, and you're right, you don't have to learn out from the Gzeri Shabbat of Kapar Kapar. So he explains this on something else, the same idea. Every single day the shovel for the coals, for the keteres, did not have any ashtik. The Pei Rashi says, what's that? Tabas, a ring. But on Yom Kippurim it did have. Lashmi a call, to make noise. It says in the pasuk, that everyone heard the noise when he came into the holy area, and that was the purpose of the bell on the shovel on Yom Kippurim. Now, Yishami Garcina, not in the ashtik, but nartik. A case, which was shleich, but they shouldn't get burnt. So nearly riva, it seems to riva. What does that mean? Kain nartik shel arl. It was like a leather case. Hayy also that was made sub yad shalachta, that was made around the handle of the shovel, which was leches v'shleich, that he should hold on to the shovel handle without getting burnt. From the chol kli matzis, because we know regarding every metal vessel, chamitzasacham kula, when part of it gets hot, even at one end, the whole metal becomes it's a conductor, gets all hot. Well, the fikar there v'hayy tsar chayyim, specifically today, you affirm you needed a nartik. A case, Yosim Mishariyam, more than all of the days, because the coals were laying over there in the pan for a long period of time, until it made it very hot. Only after it was there for a long time did he go ahead and then take it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. She asked him about this, one of the Abaydis, which was taking out the pan, the shovel, and the spoonful of the Keteres. And therefore, that's why you need a case. And actually, part of Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi asks on this, what's not a chatzitza having a case? He's not touching the metal handle of the shovel itself. He's touching a case around it. Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi answers, that it's established with nails that klem, in other words, idim asmar, and hayinik fa'is in article beis yad. Through nails, it was hammered in to the case onto the handle. Shehe batla should be nullified by akshav kukuf ha'machdim, that's considered as a part of the shovel, and therefore it's not considered a chatzitza. Next is not to begin with Zigmar Zahav Toid, good gold, which the seven types of one type is good gold. So Toid says, Mefarash Rosham, the Shem explains, it means Keshetoy from Isai, that when you boil it up, when you heat it up, in an Etzaklum, nothing gets diminished, that's obviously good refined gold. And the Yerushalmi explains, what Zav Mupas means Ashem Ekaimai, which, not like our Gemara, which says, based on Paz, but rather, it's because of the name of the place, which was Mupas. Next says, Mazda begins with Zigmar by Yom Kippur Shel Zav, and today, the Kohen Gadol, unlike every single day that they use the kir, he washed his hands and feet from a golden flask. Now, it doesn't have to be from the kir. So it says, no, because the Amin Perek Shein Zvachim, run a second Perek in Zvachim, the Chabez Amidav says, the Bechol Kli Shoyz Makadosh, you could sanctify your hands and your feet from any service vessel, because of service. And the Pesach Yerchatsu, they will wash, which is L'Rav Ashar Kli Shoyz, to include all other service vessels, including this golden Kitun, that's from the Rivah.